Lake Effect continues on WUWM. I'm Mitch Teich. There's a lot going on in the world of the gray wolf. In Wisconsin, the second annual wolf hunt season begins on October 15th. Nationally, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service announced plans earlier this summer to lift the gray wolf from the threatened and endangered species list throughout the country. That's already happened in Wisconsin. UW researcher Adrian Trevis is intensely interested in the fate of the wolf. Trevis has studied the carnivore's interactions with people for 15 years. He's also done surveys to learn about people's attitudes towards wolves in this state. Today, Trevis's team releases a report on public opinion on the state's first wolf hunt held last year. He shared some of his findings by phone with WUWM environmental reporter Susan Bentz, starting with his view of the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service proposal. Trevis was a co-author, along with colleagues at Michigan Tech and Ohio State, of a scientific criticism that outlines two key concerns.
One of them is that the Endangered Species Act is meant to protect threatened and endangered species across a significant portion of their range. And currently, gray wolves are only recovered in less than 20% of their historic range. And therefore, we don't feel it meets the Fish and Wildlife Service decision, does not meet the delisting criteria that are in statute in the Endangered Species Act at a national level. The second reason is that the justification the Fish and Wildlife Service gives for that delisting is not based on the best available science. In fact, it ignores the best available science relating to human tolerance for wolves. And I can quote directly, but I'm going to paraphrase now, that the Fish and Wildlife Service argues that current range of wolves, such as Wisconsin and our neighboring states, as well as the Northern Rocky Mountains and some neighboring states, that current range is the only suitable habitat, and other states that don't contain breeding wolf packs are unsuitable habitat. Now, why do they argue that? Well, our reading of the Fish and Wildlife Service notice points out very clearly they believe the rest of historic range for gray wolves is unsuitable because people have lower tolerance for wolves and will kill them, will do so illegally and not tolerate the presence of wolves. However, over 100 studies of human attitudes towards wolves suggest the complete opposite, namely that tolerance for wolves is higher outside of their current range, that majorities support wolf recovery outside of their current range, and within wolf range, our own research, especially that research done here in Wisconsin, indicates that tolerance is lower within wolf range than immediately outside of wolf range, and that tolerance has tended to decline over time. So those results and over 100 peer-reviewed scientific studies contradict the Fish and Wildlife Service claim that most of historic range is unsuitable habitat for wolves based on human intolerance. We've presented a formal scientific criticism of the decision to delist at a national level.
Have you heard anything back?
Well, we don't expect a direct response from the Fish and Wildlife Service. They're not obligated to give us a direct reply. However, my colleague John Vucetich, who's one of my co-authors, was on the peer review group convened to comment scientifically or to provide a scientific assessment of the Fish and Wildlife Service's decision. And as you followed in the news, he was one of the scientists who was removed from that peer review panel because his analysis of the decision showed scientific evidence contrary to the proposals of the Fish and Wildlife Service. And it appears that he was removed for presenting those opinions. So it's disturbing to scientists like myself and others I've been talking with that suggest that political forces are interfering with what's supposed to be a scientific process with lots of integrity, or we thought it had lots of integrity.
So what does this mean to Wisconsin?
Okay, so for Wisconsin, the take-home message is a little different because as part of the Western Great Lakes region, Wisconsin's wolves were removed from the federal list of threatened and endangered species in 2012. The Western Great Lakes region includes all of Wisconsin and, in fact, south into portions of Iowa, Illinois, portions of Michigan, as well as Minnesota. So ordinarily, we would be outside of the process and unaffected. However, a federal court case brought by the Humane Society of the U.S. precedes the June 2013 Fish and Wildlife Service notice. So the Humane Society of the U.S. is litigating in order to prevent the delisting that affected Wisconsin, Michigan, and Minnesota. So we're likely to be influenced by events happening at a national level, and not for the first time. It's been since 2003 that Wisconsin's wolves have been subject to what we're starting to call the roller coaster of federal protections, removal of federal protections, and then reinstating federal protections. We anticipate that this latest drama in the federal delisting story, namely the drama that started with the June 2013 notice and the removal of scientists from the peer review, that drama is going to trigger even more scrutiny of the Fish and Wildlife Service's decisions process. And whenever there's been scrutiny in the past, we've seen litigation brought by pro-wolf interest groups. And in fact, the record of that litigation is it's unanimously in favor of the pro-wolf groups. They have won 5 out of 5 federal court cases relating to wolf delisting.
Over your years scientifically looking at people's perceptions, there's been a general trend toward accepting and wanting wolves to be part of the landscape.
Well, there is a lot of diversity out there, but we still find a majority having a positive view of wolves and supportive of their recovery. But there is that important caveat, Susan, that you alluded to, which is that the recovery of wolves has to be on human terms, and it has to be in the right places. There are places that are really inappropriate for wolves to be living because they're going to come into serious and severe conflicts with people. And nobody, or at least not in our surveys, nobody is approving of wolf recovery in such places. And that goes along with strong support for lethal control of wolves that attack livestock, and strong support of protecting health and human safety. But besides that, there's a lot of available habitat for wolves in many states in the United States. So the Fish and Wildlife Service decision to remove federal protections for wolves throughout the historic range seems to be excessive. It's like sweeping one's arm across a map and saying all of these areas are unacceptable without allowing the citizens of a state to determine that for themselves.
Wisconsin is approaching its second hunt.
Yeah, starting October 15th, 251 wolves are slated to be taken by hunters. Our research indicates two things. One relates to public opinion, and the other one relates to sustainability of the current hunting quota. So let's start with public opinion. With my colleagues, Jamie Hogberg, Brett Shaw, and Lisa Naughton out of University of Wisconsin-Madison, we conducted another public opinion survey this summer that aimed at getting the opinions of people both within Wolf Range and outside of Wolf Range in Wisconsin. And we found, although there was approval to hunt wolves, to designate them as game, two other factors suggest caution in how that hunting season is implemented. There's a lot less approval for certain ways of hunting wolves than we've seen in the past. In particular, we're getting majorities opposing the use of hounds in hunting, opposing hunting pups, majorities opposing hunting at night, and majorities opposing hunting during the breeding and pregnancy seasons of wolves. Those results are strongest outside of wolf range. But we see, even within wolf range, a 5 to 7% increase opposing all of those hunting rules I just listed. And that says to us, although the Wisconsin public in general, as a majority, supports wolf hunting, we're seeing a strong increase in opposition to particular ways of hunting wolves. And as for a scientist like myself who studies policy and management interventions and how they're designed, that tells me that the design of wolf hunting in Wisconsin has not been receiving majority support as we might expect in a democratic system in which wildlife are a public trust resource held for current and future generations. The second aspect of our research is about the sustainability of the current Wisconsin wolf quota. 251 wolves represents a little more than 30% of the late winter wolf count reported by the DNR in April of 2013. That places Wisconsin's wolf quota the highest on record in North America. Out of 21 different provinces and states that hold wolf hunts. So Wisconsin is taking what I call an aggressive wolf hunt, and it's also using methods that are poorly understood and opposed by big chunks of the public inside and outside of wolf range. And we have to ask the question, is this an appropriate design for wolf hunting, given public opinion, and given scientific evidence of sustainability? So we examine the question of sustainability, and we find that there's an extremely high likelihood that by April of 2015, the wolf hunt will have to be closed because the wolf population has declined so much. They may even have to be listed by the state as threatened or endangered. Once again, and in all of our scenarios, that happens by 2016. So, in my scientific opinion, the current design for Wisconsin's wolf hunt is not sustainable beyond 2015, often flies in the face of public opinion of how wolf hunting should be done, and it's also presenting a risk, maybe a small risk, but it's a real risk, that we drive the wolf population so low that it can't recover, and that the federal government has to step in again under the emergency relisting rules of the Endangered Species Act. And I think that's an outcome that virtually nobody in Wisconsin wants to see happen.
University of Wisconsin Environmental Studies researcher Adrian Trevis and master's candidate Jamie Hogberg will be sharing the results of their public opinion survey on Wisconsin wolf policy with a DNR advisory committee tomorrow in Wausau. The survey was released today, and Trevis spoke with WUWM environmental reporter Susan Bentz. So you collect the loose change in your car and from under the sofa cushions, we'll talk about your best dining options with that loose change. That's Cheap Eats when Lake Effect returns on Milwaukee Public Radio.